let's do a song that Chris wanted me to play.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a band.
It's a local band.
Crap.
Chris, you want to give an intro to this band while we listen to Rain on a Roof?
Sure. I went to 2 shows last week, one in Alston at Great Scott. It was a band called Bloom performing.
Great Scott.
This past Sunday, I went to a show at the Palladium upstairs out in Worcester for this band called the Menzingers. And coincidentally, at both shows, this band called Rival Island. This band called Rival Island opened up. They're a local band from Saugus. I got to talk to them. They're a really good group of guys, and they have some pretty cool songs. And I figured we'd give them some shine.
Are you being paid by them?
No, shine. I'm not being paid by them.
There we go. Well, interesting.
And that was the song.
That was Start Again by Rival Island. I don't know why it's being silent. There we go. Hold on.
And a venomous snake could kill you.
A venomous snake could kill you. Great song, Chris. Yeah. I actually like that a lot. I like the surfy vibe to
no,
that.
No, they're a great band. They're playing O'Brien's in Lynn on August 5th with a couple more local bands. So I think I'm going to go check them out there.
You heard it here first, folks.
Yeah, when they make it big, you've heard of them here first.
Right here.
We're talking
about Eaten Alive, the special in which what's his name... I don't even know his name.
Some guy.
Said that he was going to get eaten alive by a snake that I'm pretty sure was an anaconda.
Yeah.
And he had the whole suit made so that he could get inside this anaconda and survive. And he chickened out after it, like, climbed up his arm and, like, broke the suit or something like that.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about Michael Phelps racing the shark. I'm saying, though, fake.
You can get killed because snakes, certain snakes crush
Paul
you,
Rosalie.
And other snakes, they have venom.
Rosa.
They have venom to kill you. But like, if you were to just get eaten by a snake, I feel like, you know, worst case scenario, whatever, you could just kind of expand yourself. Just like put out your arms and let, you know what I mean?
I mean, he had a camera crew. Like, I think the idea was that the camera crew would like cut him free. But yeah, he painted his like body. Once he was in the suit, he like painted his body in like pig's blood to try to get the snake to like eat him. Like,
oh my God.
And the snake started to like eat him, but whatever.
It's crazy.
It's silly.
This started off
I'm sad with all this clickbait, man.
People being upset that Michael Phelps did not race a real shark. It was a CGI shark.
I'm personally upset.
Yeah, and everybody was just kind of like, I don't know how this is going to work, but this is going to be interesting. And
I mean, still highest respect for Michael Phelps. I think he's a fantastic athlete.
I don't know.
He couldn't beat a shark.
I've got a little bit of a problem with like, with Michael Phelps like being considered like the most decorated athlete in like Olympic history, which he technically is, but it's like a lot easier to be like a well-decorated athlete when it's possible for you in your sport to win 10 medals per Olympics. Whereas like if you're like a bobsledder, it's like
if you're on the two-man team
and the four-man team, you can get a max of two per like Olympics, you know? And that never happens, right?
Yeah.
Or if you're like an Olympic hockey player, it's like you get your one medal. Whereas like Michael Phelps, it's like, I'm going to do backstroke. I'm going to do freestyle. I'm going to do butterfly.
Yeah.
I'm going to do what's that called? Relay. Like,
but it is, I feel like, I do get that point, but also some people just train the butterfly and that's it. Like, they do not race.
And they still lose.
Yeah, and they still lose. So it's one thing that I know he has more of a chance to win more medals, but also he is a master of almost every single style of swimming, whereas some people just train one style in order to win.
That's totally fair. That's like,
so
totally
it is that
fair.
Too. There's that to think about.
We're not a sports show.
That's right. There's a lot of sports coming up today.
Yeah, this is our segment called Not a Sports Show.
Stick to sports, Zach.
Oh, wait. I forgot to turn on the backtrack once again. Our backtrack, which is, of course, the Rain apps. Brilliant selection. Rain on a tent, or should we go with wet forest?
We're trying to make it rain. This is our version of a rain dance.
Thunderstorm.
Windy storm? I like windy storm. Is this?
Windy storm.
Ooh.
I don't really hear it. I can hear the AC in the background.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, it's super windy.
Go.
Oh, man.
It's really
Watch
windy.
Out. She fly a kite today. Jeez.
There she blows. We got a job to do.
Hi, matey. Arr,
you know
matey.
What's interesting?
See Dunkirk.
Made me think of when that, like, the U.S. Constitution is an active Navy warship. So it's like, you could go into the Navy thinking that you're like, you know, okay, you know, I'm going to be on a battleship and I'm going to have to serve overseas. And, you know, okay, this is great. And then you get put on the Constitution and it's like, wow, I get to sail around for, like, you know, however long. I don't even know how long they go out for.
They could theoretically, like, yeah, like, they could theoretically send the Constitution to war if they wanted to.
Yeah. But, like, could you imagine being, like,
I don't know how that piece of paper would do very well in a fight.
Dude, it's old Ironsides. The thing is not going down.
This sounds like the beginning of Dunkirk.
The U.S. Constitution. He said they sent the Constitution out. They could send the Constitution out. I was like, I don't know how that piece of paper would do it in a fight.
I like it.
Yeah, sometimes I'm good. Most of the times I'm not. I feel like it's a very, like, the movie Independence Day, where it's like, oh, it's like, you know, the world's last stand against something. I feel like that's when we would send out the Constitution, just as a, you know, I mean, we'd send out all the other ships, but maybe the Constitution gets to lead it just for, like, you know,
symbolic
purposes.
Just so that way
it would be the first one to sink.
It would be the first one to die.
Oh,
a torpedo hits that thing and it sets on fire. It doesn't just sink. It lights on fire. The whole thing is wood.
Yeah. But that's my thing, though. So, like,
except for the sides, which are iron.
Yeah, the sides are iron.
Most likely, it's not going to be put into battle. But you still have about 50 people working that shit.
Yeah. No, that's
which
true.
Is, it's crazy because it's like, I don't know. It's not a vacation, and I'm not trying to say that it's an
easy
job.
That's
but like,
fair. That's
getting
totally
put on
fair.
The Constitution would be probably one of the coolest parts of being in the Navy.
Yeah.
I'd be like,
no,
I mean?
I wouldn't
like,
deny that. I wouldn't deny that. My godfather, I forget if he told me this story. I forget if he was like in Boy Scouts or something when they were doing this, but they were like doing this thing where it's like, oh yeah, you get to like work on the Constitution for like a week or something.
Oh wow.
And he was like so excited to like learn like rigging and stuff and like learn like boat things. And it ended up just being like, you're gonna like clean the deck. Like,
oh,
like, do you guys
no.
know how to mop? Like, you will. Like, it's like, man. You want to like learn how to like sail, right? And it's just yeah. like, no, you're gonna like clean.
It is. The living conditions though are nowhere near as nice as
I don't think you live on the boat.
Oh really?
Yeah, I think the boat is like kind of just historic like at this point. Like,
yeah, I thought maybe they would spend
if they go out on the boat, like they probably do live on the boat. But like for the most part, like she's been in dry dock for 3 years now at this point.
She just launched though.
Yeah, she just launched. We were there.
Catherine. Yeah, we were there.
That's awesome.
But they just live off. Yeah.
Man, that's really starving hide out there.
Yeah, right? It's ooh. Don't go out, folks. It's a, brutal day out.
Stay in, listen to your radio, tune into 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Or not.
Do other things, but you have us on in the background.
Yeah. I don't know what shows are on after,
after this. We've been hanging out for a bit, because normally at 12 o'clock on a Tuesday, every other Tuesday.
Thursday.
Thursday.
That's strike the box.
Strike the box with Chris. But Chris only does it every other Thursday.
Correct.
I forget what day it is. Most days.
No. So. Oh, hey. Oh, wait. Hello. Do I have the turntable? Oh, hello.
And all the others who've given up so much to make our fight their fight.
President Reagan.
Hello, President Reagan's ghost.
I thought you were dead.
This is our strength.
And wow, you brought an orchestra with you, sir, Mr. President.
Operation with our French ally as a fiasco.
Ooh, a fiasco.
Chris
you
Green's
said.
Regiment of Free Rhode Island Negroes excites the admiration.
All right.
Okay.
This is getting turned off.
Bye, President Reagan's racist ghost.
Yeah, I mean, historically accurate words, which are not appropriate anymore.
It was like the
probably
80s.
Fine.
I feel like that wasn't okay in the 80s.
What year? 1967.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That man had his eyes on the presidency early.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Freedom's finest hour. What is this? Oh, it's all the American Revolution. Okay. Okay. We have this
record here. Zach, that's why we don't play things without knowing what they are.
I played your song today without knowing what
it was. Well, one of us knew what it was.
Written by Sam Thomas. So really, I think our problem is with Sam Thomas here.
Yeah, Sam Thomas, we're calling you out.
Sam Thomas, we're calling you out. You,
Howie Carr.
And we had another one.
Not Bill Evans.
No, we love Bill Evans. We love police.
Was it Glenn Beck?
We love police commissioner and jazz musician Bill Evans.
Was it Glenn Beck?
No, it wasn't Glenn Beck.
Tommy Loren?
I have much less problem. Tommy Loren, we're calling you out.
Tommy Loren.
Although she got fired.
Care to come on the radio and discuss?
She got fired for like...
No, you're not invited, Tommy.
That's true. No. I don't want to.
Come on, Tammy. Come on the podcast, Tammy.
We are getting
Tammy.
Howie Carr.
You scare
we're calling
me, Tommy.
You out. Come on.
Come on, Harry Carr. Let's go.
Harry?
Yeah. I just like calling him different names.
That's fine.
Like people call Tommy,
I listened
Tammy.
To a lot of Howie Carr in Driver's Ed in high school.
Was your teacher also who I think it is?
Yes. Catherine, you don't know this because you're not from around here. Howie Carr is a conservative
outsider.
Radio host.
Yikes.
He hosted the day before Trump and Hillary's town hall debate. He hosted a town hall debate in New Hampshire with the president.
Was that the town hall where everybody got that picture of the two of them talking in the mic together and then made jokes about them performing a duet?
Yes.
Because that's
precisely.
The one I did.
He also made some very interesting and racist jokes about Native Americans when talking about Elizabeth Warren.
That's not offensive or anything.
No, not at all. Not at all. Let's do some music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. It's not the Astro Hour without a little bit of
Blondie.
So here we go.
Acrobatic brings the closest thing to lyrical perfection. When I extend my text, send spiritual connections. Never catch me lounging in the ignorant section. Kill MCs for my profession with the lyrical infection injection.
Does acrobatic burn?
No question. I'm vex trends. Got ladies drooling over the next men. But I flex pens and bench press thoughts to build my strength. Cause the battle will be long and I plan to go to length. You can search latitude and longitude and never find a stronger dude. My attitudes define MCs to prey on for food. My mind's like Hannibal Lecter's. Cause when it comes to eating is up, I give cannibals lectures.
It's time to beat some artists of a different texture.
Uplifting the motivated, mentally slaying the extras.
They look gorgeous as soon as rigor mortis sets in. This is when Lyft steps in. Just in time to bust another lyrical headspin. And Windmill, he's been ill since way back. He came into the studio laid back. Then he proceeded to blaze a hole in your track. Hurry up and get some medical aid. The beat's starting to fade as DJ's cutting. He brought a blade and if you reach for the board, your finger slice.
You got caught up in a lyrical heist and got physically diced. You can try to splice them back together.
Will he be the same?
Never.
Yo, we stand miles above your highest point. 93 million styles above your flyest joint. Welcome to my brain, you about to get the grand tour. Bringing rappers to their demise like Gigantor. Speaking of demises, me and Lyft's about to plan yours. The incompetent, we stomping them at the damn door.
Cause they'll never comprehend what we stand for. We'll fuck up your air force and start up a land war. Running down the line A to Z like Transor. Go the whole line like 5 and 4 combined. After the equal sign, I heard the people find me to be mad shocking when I'm rocking. Check how our voices are
interlocking
to crush the mental toxin that's poisoning
you and your offspring.
So we're launching
bombs.
In fact, a full-scale fucking attack
on anything whack.
Act, hold back.
Nah, never that.
I'll sever that thought completely.
You are now getting sleepy.
Hypnosis.
Submerged.
I'm under.
Implant elements.
Lightning.
Thunder.
I'm surfacing.
Propantra.
Start murdering those who verbalize but really ain't wise. Give them several tries. They still meet their demise. I can lift the fire.
Theories.
Laws.
Got everything you need.
Hammers.
Claws.
Stitches.
Bars.
Flamethrowers and saws.
Lifting acrobatics always blowing the spot.
Cause we do the type of the average human cannot.
Span the globe on foot
in a day and a half.
Go back in time and tell Confucius that
he don't know the map.
Control the elements like a male X-Man storm with a staff. Navigate the seven seas on a whitewater raft. Confiscate all your rounds even before you pull your gun out.
Put some spit on your index finger
and put the sun out.
I love a good X-Men a good X-Men reference.
Yeah.
On the track. Who was that, Chris?
That was Acrobatic and Mr. Liff, otherwise known as the Perceptionists, underground Boston hip-hop artists. I don't really actually know if underground's really the word to use for them, because they've been at it for about 20 years, separately, not together. But they're putting out tomorrow their first album together as the Perceptionists since, I want to say, 2004. The new album's called Resolution. I'm not being paid to market this. I'm just doing it because Ack was once my history of hip-hop professor at UMass Boston, continues to teach there, to my knowledge. He's a great guy, great rapper, and really is someone that probably deserves more than he's getting in terms of...
Let's just put this out right now. We on the Astro Hour are not being paid for anything.
Yeah, we never get paid.
At all. For
but if you'd like to make a donation.
If you'd like to make a donation.
You can call us at...
Tweet at the Astro Hour. Follow us at the Astro Hour.
Yeah.
We need followers.
We're up to 11, I think, or 10.
I have no idea.
And it's only been a couple weeks. Listen, we'll hit it big. Rome wasn't built in a day.
I can guarantee your money will probably be wasted.
Yep.
If you
something,
donate.
Something stupid.
We'll set up a PayPal for
yeah.
no reason.
Yeah, something stupid.
We don't need a PayPal.
Yeah, our Venmo is open.
Which one? Wait. So
at the Astro Hour, our Venmo is open.
Go. So Kickstarter, right? You mm-hmm. don't get the money unless you reach your goal.
I believe so.
GoFundMe, do you just get all the money?
I thought it was the same as Kickstarter, where you don't get the money unless you reach a goal.
I know there's one. It might be
what
Indiegogo.
What if we set, like, a low goal? And
yeah, what if we set a goal?
Do you know what the funniest thing that ever happened on GoFundMe?
Or no.
Was that someone set up a fund to make potato salad.
Oh, yeah, and got, like, $1 million.
Yeah.
Why?
He only wanted... Yeah,
life.
He only wanted, like, $12 to make a potato salad.
So, in other words, Kickstarter is, like, a lot better at, like, vetting these than Indiegogo,
so,
I guess.
He only wanted, like, $12 to make a potato salad, and he ended up getting $55,000.
Wow.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. He,
all right.
He, $10 was his goal for potato salad, and it reached upwards of, it says right now on Kickstarter, $55,492.
Did he say what he's doing with the extra $55,482?
That's a lot of potato salad.
He says with stretch goals at $35, he'll make four times as much potato salad. He knows $40 isn't 4 times 10.
It's called buying in bulk. We understand. We understand the concept where if you buy ingredients in bulk, you can make more potato salad
at
for cheaper.
$75, he said he'd throw himself a pizza party. $100 was he would try two different potato salad goals. And then he kept updating his stretch goals at 250 better mayonnaise from natural foods section. 300 was to call a chef to make a better recipe. 350 was to make way more potato salad and probably do a third recipe. At 1,000, he'll do a live stream of the potato salad making. 1,200 was pay someone to film a thank you video for all the backers. And at $3,000 was the last stretch goal he put out. It said, kitchen is too small. Rent out a party hall and invite the whole internet to the potato salad party.
Oh, my God.
Only $10 donators and above will be allowed in the kitchen. The internet loves potato salad. Let's show them that potato salad loves the internet.
How much was that?
That was at $3,000. So he could do that.
I like that. When did this happen?
That was 2014.
All right, so I bet we missed the potato salad part.
Let's contact Zach Danger Brown.
Only $10 donations.
Zach Danger Brown, we are calling you out. It's Zach with a K, too, so it's even worse.
Ugh.
Columbus, Ohio. Ugh. From Ohio. Ugh.
Oh, hey there. I'm from Ohio.
Oh, hey, I'm from Ohio. Ohio. Ooh, sorry. Ooh. Why are all of our impressions just Canadians?
Ooh, sorry. I'm from
sorry.
Ohio.
Ooh, sorry. You know those,
I voted Trudeau.
Ooh,
eh?
Look at those Buckeyes. Ooh, they're a good football team.
Ooh, Sherrod Brown. Ooh, ooh, yeah.
Aye. Ooh, the Blue Jackets. Eh? They're still bad. That's a hockey reference.
You've been listening to 91.5 WFO in Medford. This has been the Astro Hour. We're going to leave you now.
This has been the Astro Hour in 26
minutes. Hey, next week, listen to the Astro Hour at 11 a.m. and strike the box at noon.
If at 11 a.m., if Zach decides to show up on time.
Shut up.
Rolling in the door at 11:06 this morning.
Bye, all.
Goodbye.
Bye. This
has
been
Chris.
My
name has been Zach, Chris, Sean, Catherine. Do you guys have anything else to say?
Nope.
Nope.
All right.
Goodbye.
Wait, where's the song? Okay. And bye.
There are lots of ways to show you have style. Wearing fur isn't one of them. Each year, millions of animals are drowned or beaten to death in the wild, or gassed or electrocuted in captivity for their coats. Cruelty is one fashion statement we can do without. Please help the animals by joining People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
To find out how you can help, visit furisdead.com or call 757-622-PETA.
Thank you. center field, bound for San Antonio. Even though it's dark out here,
older, but much the same as he was.
Blow your mind. She won't be surprised that she won't be shocked when she's pressed the star after she's pressed the lock. And there's hers and chapters sat in her inbox. And all that it says is that you've drank a lot. And you should bear that in mind tonight. Bear that in mind. Yeah, you should bear that in mind tonight. Bear that in mind. Boy, your heart's out, but a reason it won't block. Oh, will you send her after 9 o'clock?
Wrong. But when that feeling calls, this Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursday from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of freeform music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
Well, I've started to notice that I'm for you. Don't know how to tell you.
Storm was at the heart of things, and I looked in- Oh, lover. Then they turn back the covers and dance the redova till the light of the dawn.
Listening to 91.5 WMFO.